Pnimius and the Daf Yomi Gemara Shabbos Daf Hey. On Hey Amid Beis, the Gemara is in the middle of discussing, you know, things that are floating on water. If there was a nut that was floating on water, so is picking it up and moving it going to be considered, you know, doing a hanacha in terms of Yitzias Shabbos, in terms of placing it in a new place? You know, is that considered a resting place, something that's floating? Or if, you know, if that nut is like in a, you know, in some sort of kli that's floating on it, will that change the status? And then the Gemara kind of takes it's a similar question, but it takes a little bit of a turn, and it says, following case, shemen shetzafa gabe ma'im. You have oil that was floating on top of water, right? Because we know that oil and water do not mix. So, machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'Rabbanan. So we say, the answer to that question is dependent on machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan. It's found because we learned shemen shetzafa gabe yayin v'naga tvilyom b'shemen. If someone owns only a tvilyom, right, he went to the mikveh during the day and he touched the shemen that was floating on top of yayin. So what's the halacha? So the Rabbanan say lo pasal al shemen v'vad, only the shemen is pasal, meaning we don't consider them to be a mixed substance and they're two separate substances. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri or Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says shnei mechubarim zalazat, that they're each connected. So there's a lot to say about this in terms of why specifically the Gemara gives a mashal of shemen versus yayin. In fact, when the Rambam codifies this in halacha, he brings it of shemen and mayim, oil floating on water. Why does the Gemara have to say shemen and yayin? Obviously, it's coming in previous to teach us a very important distinction in terms of understanding how shemen relates to yayin. Shemen and yayin, there's a lot of ways to divide them up. The basic way is, according to the Zohar, that shemen comes what's called mitzari yamin from the right side, and yayin comes mitzad small from the left side. You can connect these to Hanukkah, which is obviously connected to shemen, and Purim, which is connected to yayin, on each side. And also in terms of the avoda, the Zohar says that shemen is, it comes b'chashai, it comes in silence, it comes b'lachash, it comes in a whisper. And the nature of chokhmah is to come in this kind of way, of a way of silence, of, you know, you could anoint someone with shemen and make them, you know, the next king or Mashiach, whatever it is, not Mashiach. You could be Moshech, you could be Mashech then b'shemen, and then that's a silent act. Yayin is something that brings out kol. When somebody drinks, they talk too much, maybe they share too many secrets, they start singing, they raise their voice. And this is really the avodah of the Kohanim versus the avodah of Levim. The Kohanim come from what's called the Tzadimim, from the side of shemen. That's what the Pasuk says, and says, like shemen atov al rosh yoredo zaken zakan aron, and that comes down, shemen is the thing of Aaron. It's the side that the Kohanim are the ones who light the menorah, but the Kohanim are the ones of the miracle of Hanukkah, which is associated with oil for that same reason. That oil is the side of chasadim, and that's dafka why it floats to the top. That it's, you know, it's the one that's above, it's the one that's more important. Yayin is the side of gura, it weighs down, it comes down. That's the avodah of Levim. Levim, they were there, they weren't doing the avodah, they were there either being a shomer at the door, right, which is an act of gevurah, an act of din, an act of, you know, strength, or they were there singing, which is an act of volume, and an act of, you know, the opposite of a whisper is to sing out, that they sing along the avodah, and that was their job, being a mesharis. So what the Gemara here is getting at is, what's the nature of the relationship between these two? There's obviously different avodahs, but how do they interact, and how do they kind of work with one another? So, right, that if you have oil which is floating on yayin, like we said, that the chachma is higher than bina, that the tzad yamin is considered above the tzad hasmol. So how do you look at it? So the Rabban say, look, if someone's osik in shemen, right, if someone's a tolyom, whatever it is, and they're nagah b'shemen, and they touch shemen, they only affect the shemen, they can't affect the yayin. That we have to look at things in two different realities, that different people have different avodas. That, you know, that if someone's trying to do something both latov or lara'ah, or if someone's trying to, let's say, do a yitzia on Shabbos, trying to do a, you know, and see if it's considered a hanacha when you put oil onto yayin. So you look at them as separate things. You look at it as a separate resting place, right? Someone's tummy and they touch oil that's on yayin, it only affects the oil. Meaning different avodas are different avodas and they're not for everyone. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no way. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that ultimately shnei mechubarim zelzeh. So, and it's important perspective because even though we hold the halacha, the Rambam brings down that we hold like the Rabbanan, we hold that they're not considered mechubarim zelzeh. We know that when we have a machlokas ilu ve'ilu divrei mechayim, that there's a in pnimius, there's an emes to both. And that there is a reality where they're connected to one another. That if my avoda is that of the kohanim, that of tzadimim, that of the chasadim, that of an avoda of shemen, so I shouldn't assume that somebody who's osik in avoda of yayin, that it's not nogeya to me, right? If I'm somebody who's, you know, my avoda is that of silence, of the silence of Hanukkah, of sitting and staring, you know, and searching for Hashem's kol d'malama daka, you know, sitting in silence in front of the menorah, I shouldn't say, okay, I have no shaykhs to the guy who likes to drink a lot on Purim and gets very loud and gets very out there. Somebody who's avoda is the avoda of Shira. If my avoda is the shaman of Chachma, sitting and learning in Beis Medrash, someone else's avoda is the avoda of Yayin and Simcha and dancing and tishing and fabringing. I shouldn't say I'm not mechubar. Look, ultimately, the halacha will say that if someone is being no gay, if you're touching one, you have to touch the one that's relevant to your avoda. They're not mixed in. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nun is saying, in Pnimius, they are related, that ultimately they're mechubar zelzeh, that I can't just be living in my own world. If my avoda is that of Yayin, I have to recognize that that's connected to the people's avoda, so that of Chachma. And if my avoda is that of Shemen, of Chachma, then I have to understand that I'm connected to people's avoda, that of Yayin, of Bina.